From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has broken decades of U.S. policy officially recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, beginning the process of moving the embassy there from Tel Aviv.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
Mr. Trump said he was acting on a 1995 U.S. law directing the embassy be moved to Jerusalem, where Israel's seat of government is. The president insisted this does not change American efforts to secure peace in the region.
I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
Arab and Muslim leaders warned the decision could inflame tensions and destroy efforts to reach a peace agreement.
That made me very sad, very angry.
We're here today, we're condemning the American President Donald Trump decision.
Two views on the West Bank. But Malcolm Hohenlein of the Conference of Presidents and major American Jewish organizations said it was the right thing to do.
It doesn't preclude negotiations over the boundaries of Jerusalem or the future status of Jerusalem. In fact, maybe by putting down markers, we will encourage the parties to come because they know that the train is leaving the station and that they better be on board.
The UN Security Council is set to meet on the matter Friday. A charity group has warned of a worsening humanitarian emergency in Democratic Republic of Congo, with nearly 2 million this year having fled their homes due to insecurity, the Norwegian Refugee Council's Erika Bloom.
Less than 50% of the humanitarian response plan has been financed during 2017. Consequences, people are dying and people are getting sick.
More than 4 million are believed to have been displaced in DRC. This is VOA News.